Good morning. Our question today, a very important question, a classic question when it comes to selling of chametz is, what do we do with everything that we use with chametz? In other words, in the kitchen, we have our pots and pans, our dishes, our other items that we use with chametz all year round. What do we do with those? Do we sell those as well? So as is known, the Noda Behuda Paskin, that if we sell those items that require tefila, when we buy it from a non-Jew or we get it from a non-Jew, if we sell it to a non-Jew for Pesach as well, when we receive it back after Pesach, we are required to tovel it because we are acquiring something that was owned by a non-Jew. It requires tefila. So in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbach says that, and he wrote this tshuva a number of years ago, the Bishtari Mechira Hayom, in the bills of sale, when we sell our chametz nowadays, they are nohig to sell these clay chametz, these items that we use with chametz, the dishes and the pans, etc. But that causes indeed the problem that we have to tovel the items when we get them back after Pesach. And in fact, he says that he heard testimony, eyewitness testimony, somebody who was a credible witness that testified that the Chazon Ish himself, when he purchased his clay chametz, the items that he used with chametz, his pots, etc., after Pesach, when he got him back from the non-Jew, he actually used to go and tovel it after Pesach, as required by Halacha. So he actually used to sell the pots as well, and used to follow up after Pesach with toveling it. So that is possibility number one. But nowadays that we have many more pots and dishes than the Chazon Ish had at his time, that is a major burden on us when we get back the clay chametz to go and tovel everything. That could be a whole day of tvila. So the next possibility goes as follows: V'yesh nohagim lichtov hachametz habua balua bekelim. There are some that are noeg, and it's brought in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and other achronim, that you don't sell the dishes and pots themselves, but you simply sell the chametz that is absorbed in the walls of those items. So you're selling the tam, the taste of the chametz, but you're not selling the items themselves. But Rav Sternbach comments, he makes two comments on this point. Number one, he says, tzarech iyun tuva. Yeah, I'm not so clear. You really have to look into this. If a sale can be effective on selling what is absorbed in the pots and not the pots themselves, that's not going to be an effective sale, number one. And in any case, you are not over the isser of Baal Yeraya for simply having tam, taste, but nothing substantive absorbed in the walls of the kalim themselves. So he is not in favor of what nowadays is more conventionally done, is that we sell the blias, we sell the tam in the kalim themselves. So he brings a third option. It's brought by the Chasam Sofer in the name of Rav Nosson Adler, that you sell not the kalim themselves, not the tam absorbed in the kalim, but sheimkor rak hachametz hadavuk bekalim. You are going to sell any chametz that is attached to the kalim. For example, if we think about a pasta pot, a pot you use for pasta, oftentimes it's difficult to remove a piece of pasta. It gets hardened on the side of the pot, and we have all these pots, and there may be a little bit real chametz that's stuck on it. So the third option brought by Rav Nosson Adler is to actually just sell the chametz that is attached to the pot, but we are not selling the pots themselves, because then we would have to tovel them, and we're also not selling the blias, the tam absorbed in the pot, because that would likely not be an effective sale anyway. So in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbach takes the third view. He says what he does when he sells his chametz to the non-Jews, he doesn't sell the kalim, he sells the mamish, any chametz that is attached to those kalim, and he does give a general warning about concept number one. Option number one is actually selling the actual kalim to the non-Jews, to sell the pots and pans, etc., that unfortunately people don't know that tefila is required. They think that they are doing a chumrah by selling the pots and pans themselves, but then they don't know that they have to tovel them. So this is a chumrah that maybe lead day isra, that it brings on that people are doing isurim, because after Pesach they continue eating in their pots and pans and they don't tovel them, and that is highly problematic. So there we have it. Those are the three options. I think number two is more conventionally done nowadays, selling the blias, the tam, and the pots, but we have Rav Moshe Sternbach's concerns, and his solution is just selling the chametz itself that is attached to the pots, but not what is absorbed in the pots.